What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the return of Toys R Us. Literally overnight, just before we started recording, there's a big press announcement from sort of Toys R Us. I'm talking about the return of the company, which is going to be a little bit weird. So I'm going to literally read this out. Like I said, well, this happened literally just like a couple of hours before we started to record. And so they have stated that Jeffrey LLC, so they've obviously, and Toys R Us Intellectual Property Holding subsidiary, and that's that is moving forward with a plan to substantially all of its assets to be acquired by a group of investors led by Jeffrey, which is the existing secured lenders. Okay, so that's the important thing there. Basically, the people that are lend them all the money are basically buying the company's information. It's a five-month marketing effort by them to retain the market for the assets for Jeffrey that resulted in acquiring the IP of all. So they're kind of going through, and there's loads of it. They say it's going to be like reorganized as a control the IP. They are planning on, they've got 20 known, well-known brands, including Koala Bear, Fastlane, Journey Girls, and they're going to reorganize the company with its own rights to the brands. Globally, except for Canada, because obviously Canada became its own company. But also, it's odd because all the stores have been sold off. This is going to be a mess. As they've got the network of franchises operating everywhere else. They've also got the new owners are working with potential partners to develop ideas for new stores across the US and abroad while reimagining iconic brands. Now, this sounds great for the toy industry. Sounds great, you know, Toys R Us returning, having big stores because, you know, there's no big stores around. But you look on social media, this is not going maybe the way that they were hoping, because every single former employee is saying, what about our severance? What about you fired us? You know, can we have job backs? You know, you haven't given us, our managers were crying because you didn't give us a severance. No, and it's like, I'm looking at this going, this is a mess. It's like, I don't think this should have, I honestly believe this is a mess. I think they have got a little bit too caught up in the nostalgia whirlwind of thinking everyone's going to be happy with them coming back. I think they vastly, vastly underestimated the damage done to the brand, the trust, and also, are they going to be, they can't just roll back in like nothing's ever happened. They've gone out, you know, the worst way possible. You know, if you're Hasbro or a company, are you going to sit there and go, yeah, you can have our stock and you pay us in 30 or 60 days? It's going to be, no, cash up front, please. You know, oh, you might make a load of money with it. Well, yeah, but we got burnt millions like last year. It just sounds like a disaster happening all over again.
Yeah, this was very, very poorly thought out by whatever board members thought this was a good idea. Not only do you still have the severance issue that you brought up, which is, you know, yeah, what are you going to tell these people? You still owe them money. Obviously, they went through the bankruptcy process, which, you know, wiped all of their loans, but they do still have that moral obligation to these people to treat them properly, to make sure that they're taken care of. People working retail, especially like at a Toys R Us level, are not really in a position to lose that job in those cases. That, you know, financially, they need that money. This is not like, oh, yeah, I'm just a college kid. My mom's paying my way through. I'm just working at Toys R Us for fun. No, most of these people are, this is their job. This is what they need to survive. And now coming back and saying, oh, yeah, the work is back, but we're not going to pay you what you did before. I would react the exact same way. I'd be furious. And then you look at the consumer side, and consumers like, why would I possibly go back? We buried you. You're dead. Mm. You know, this is, we've moved on. We're doing our shopping at Walmart and Target and Amazon and the internet. And we have no reason to go back to Toys R Us. Now, if they had tried this maybe 5-6 years down the road, they might have had a different reception because it would have been long enough. Yeah. But this was literally, this wasn't even a year.
It was June, literally.
Yeah, this is like, this isn't even 6 months. This is just We're dead. We declared bankruptcy, which means everything's fine. And now we're back. And who the heck thought this was a good idea?
Yeah. I think it's just they probably got caught up in the nostalgia when it all closed and thinking, oh my God, the people want us back. You know, we're going to make loads of money with this as a market. It's like you've been sold to the company you owed your money. I think it's, you know, been sold basically to somebody that's already in the business. And it just doesn't seem like they've thought it through enough. The fact of I think they were expecting a big hype of like, yeah, all the Toys R Us kids are all going to come out and buy it. Like, no, there was a reason you went bankrupt in the first place, was due to poor management and over too much debt, and you know the world had changed. And it's like if they come back maybe as an online retailer for a bit and tried going down that route, and the Toys R Us brand does have value, but they haven't let it. You know, within a few months of all the stores closing, everything to bring it back. It's going to be, I mean, if you're going in there now, I can't see them getting open very soon. But, you know, next Christmas, you're going to be putting down payments on gift cards and things for this company? Are you going to be putting down layaways on toys and paying them monthly before Christmas? People aren't going to trust them that same way. It's like, there's that whole list. The customers have lost faith in them. You know, you saw what happened. You know, people that lost their gift cards, they went out like in the worst way possible, and now just to come back and be like, well, we went bankrupt, you know, everyone owes us, we owe people loads of money, but it's all right, we've sold it to somebody on the board, and none of that's and then they're all going, well, that wasn't us, that was the old Toys R Us. It's like, no, you can't do that.
I mean, technically, that is how bankruptcy is supposed to work. It is supposed to wipe the debts clean so that you are in a position to rebuild without having that specter holding over you. So, okay, legally, at least here in the States, they're okay legally. But like I said earlier, morally and from a PR perspective, no, they're not at all. And people are completely right to be furious about this. So the other thing, of course, to keep in mind is when they first announced way back when that they were in financial trouble, not even they had closed down, not that they were going to shut down stores, that they were in bankruptcy, anything like that, just we're not doing well. They wanted the news to get out. They wanted people to go, oh, Toys R Us. I remember shopping at Toys R Us. I know the jingle. The jingle is stuck in my head. You know, I know Jeffrey the giraffe. I'm going to start shopping at Toys R Us, and then everything was going to be okay. They banked on nostalgia to keep them alive the first time around. Why do they think it will work the second time when it didn't work the first, even ignoring all the bridges that they burned to the ground on the process?
Yeah, I mean, also the other big question as well, they left a gap in the market. And other companies have seen the gap in the market and are jumping in. Like, you know, we know Walmart and Target and stuff have greatly extended their toy section. They're going to see what happens this holiday season or whether or not they continue to do that. Online obviously has filled the gap. I mean, I know over here in the UK, Smith's brought loads of the old stores. You know, they're going to be reopening up. I think they're opening up the Toys R Us near me. That's going to be coming under this toys. The other toy entertainer over here. Both of those companies have both said that their market share went up. They've had a great year because Toys R Us left. So somebody at that market, that money moved somewhere else, and there's that thing of now they're going to try and get it back. And you know, I know in the US, you know, there's been other companies as well trying to fill the void. You know, there's that whole Casey Toys thing, whether or not that thing happens as well. You know, there's this kind of thing of the market's moved on and they're going to come back. And unless they come back with a nice gleaming new store with an entirely different outlook, you know, there's going to be different. And, you know, like I say, also the companies, you know, yeah, Hasbro might be looking, or other Disney and other companies might be looking at them going, oh yeah, we can make some more money with them. But there's not going to be that level of trust for exclusives and stuff like there was before. They're going to have to re-earn that trust, and that's going to take years, if not decades, to get back to it. They all have got, you know, Hasbro and Lego, they all put out press releases of how much the Toys R Us hurt them. And I know as a supplier, you know, if you've gone bankrupt, it's very difficult for them to, and then they could go again, you know, or are they just need to come back as a really small company?
Yeah, and I mean, there's still that question of what is their business plan coming back? You know, you're talking about the suppliers, Lego, Mattel, Hasbro, etc. They've got to be able to look at Toys R Us and go, have you learned from your mistakes? Have you learned that, you know, Lego, for instance, you can't put a markup on Lego because people will just go to other stores to buy Legos. Remember Skylanders and Disney Infinity had the same issue where here in the States, if you wanted to buy Han Solo for Disney Infinity, it was more expensive at Target than it was at any other store. Did they learn from that? We have no idea, and we have no reason to believe that they did. So I think the one lesson out of all of this that Toys R Us really needs to get is they need to listen to what's going on social media right now and kind of go, okay, we've rethought our action and we're not actually doing it. If they double down on this, it's not going to end well. Not for them.
No, it just feel like, hey, it's just a way to, I mean, you know, people are, you know, the stores only were closing like June. So we're literally talking 3 months later. Yeah, it's just, if they just thought there was, it's almost like, you know, they looked at it and go, oh, there was, because obviously this has been going on for months. I mean, you know, there's so many jokes and stuff online now I've read already this morning about people going, well, next time I can just do this to the, you know, it's like saying like Jeffrey's been off on his travels around the world and, you know, just that kind of thing of like, yeah, just do all your responsibility and run away and then come running back a few months later going, it's all good, we're back, everyone's fine. We've got a new owner, but we're not the same company. So, because they're going to use that kind of everything that was Toys R Us that was good, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, we're the same. And then the minute anything's bad about it, oh, that was the old Toys R Us. I thought that wasn't us. And it's like, yeah, you can't keep swinging it both ways on that. You've got to either, you're either toy, you know, if they're trying to be Toys R Us again and they're trying to use all the things, they're going to have the same problem. It's not a new company, it's not the same. You know, and it's just like, I don't know, this just sounds, I mean, they could come back and be like, right, if we're coming back, but we need to really dig down hard, only have select stores, much smaller footprint, and be more focused online, and be a much tighter, smaller business. They probably could do it, but I still think it's way too early. I mean, I figured they would have needed a little bit longer. Just be an online store for a bit and try that rather than it just feels like this response just feels very much feels very tone deaf and very strange. I was not expecting this news today.
No, I wasn't expecting this news for a couple of years, honestly. Like I said, I think it was going to happen because there is value in the name Toys R Us. There is nostalgia there. People do associate happy childhoods with the toys that they got at Toys R Us. But 6 months, not a freaking chance. Not even 6 months, sorry. This is just poorly handled, straight up and down.
I mean, over the last 10 years, since the recession hit, we have seen so many big chains go under, massive chains. And I mean, here in the UK, you know, the days of believing in big corporations as longer, any number one of them can just go today, you know, because any of them can go. But I'm trying to think back of how many of those big brands, for example, in this country went down and other companies, but they returned as new companies. It's like, I've never seen this happen. I don't know if I've ever seen this guy, especially on this scale. I don't know. This is very weird, and it could be great in 10 years' time. We could be like, oh, remember that year that Toys R Us closed down and they reopened, and yeah, it's all back to normal and stuff. Or it could just be like, oh yeah, remember they came back and then they died again, like within like 2 years, and when we had like deja vu. It's really strange.
Yeah, I'm banking more on the latter than on the former in that case, but. Yeah, I mean, there's the possibility. They'll learn from their mistakes, or the nostalgia will kick up and they will become popular again and they will just move along like the last several months haven't even happened. But if I were a betting man, I would definitely be banking on either they're not going to go through with the plans at all because they're going to look at this backlash and just go, maybe this isn't a good idea. Or more likely, they will try and it will fail spectacularly because nobody actually wants them to come back at this point in time.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, isn't it? They're hearing a lot of nostalgia. But all I ever saw was a lot of the stuff with nostalgia. Oh, I remember when I was a kid and I used to do that. Like, yeah, but you didn't buy anything from them for 10 years or 20 years. Or, yeah, oh, I get to take my kids. It's like there are other toy stores that are going to, that, you know, other companies are going to seize on this and grow. You know, we've seen it here in the UK that, you know, other companies have kind of filled the void. That money that Toys R Us was making didn't just disappear and was never going to, and that was just lost money that was there for Toys R Us to come back and reclaim. That shifted out to everybody else. And they're going to have to earn their trust back. And it's going to take a long time. And if this company, I don't know, it's that kind of feel of, it's that really weird figure. Like reading it come back this morning going, yeah, this is just too soon. This is just way too soon. And, you know, it's like going, you know, they can't go back into their old stores because a lot of them have been leased out and rented out to other companies and stuff. So, if you're a tenant, you know, if you're a landlord, you're going to want some hefty deposits. And I don't know. And if they're just sitting there thinking that nostalgia is going to let every supplier and company is just going to roll over, I don't know. I just feel like I think that nostalgia only works for so much. It can't work for everything indefinitely.
And I would also say that nostalgia doesn't really work for stores. You might get it in, like, say, that mom and pop store that you grew up with that your mom used to take you to get ice cream at or something. That is a nostalgia that can survive to a degree. But nostalgia for the stores that you went to, the big brand stores, the JCPenney's, the Toys R Us, KB Toys, whatever, that nostalgia doesn't necessarily get you back into the store. The nostalgia that sells is consumer brands, not consumer marketing. So I could have nostalgia for going to Toys R Us, but it was more because, you know, I was getting a cool Ninja Turtles action figure than because I was going to Toys R Us.
Trying
to apply the idea of nostalgia, which is, of course, a massive selling point. So many of the things that we have going on right now are based on nostalgia. The Transformers movies, for instance, you know, a lot of that is built on people having fond memories of the 80s, and then it's just kind of continuing on through there and building off that. You don't get the same thing in a Toys R Us. And it's like you said, you've got that, oh yeah, I had many fine days in Toys R Us when I was a kid. I loved browsing the aisles, checking out the video games, you know, maybe I saw Jeffrey, but that's not going to incentivize me as an adult to go to Toys R Us to buy something that's more expensive there than it is anywhere else. And even if it's not more expensive there, why would I go to a Toys R Us to get these items when I can go to Target where I will also get other items that I need, such as groceries or you know, home supplies? So,
yeah, it's very strange because, like I say, you know, I have my own business and I have customers that will come up and they'll be like, oh, you don't sell this anymore. No, I stopped selling that 4 years ago. Oh, but we always had it. Well, you haven't had it for 4 years. There's a reason I got rid of it was because, and there's that kind of thing of, or like, you know, you go along and you see a local butcher every Christmas morning, everyone queued up outside getting the turkeys and they're going, oh, see you next year. Like, well, he's got to survive the rest of the other 360 odd days. Nostalgia will own, and a routine will only work so long as enough people are doing it. I think Toys R Us as a online retailer had a very good shot to come back, but I just feel this is way too soon. But we'll see how this goes, because this is probably going to be a very developing story as we see the return of Toys R Us. But we'd love to know what you guys think of it at home. Let us know in the comments below. I'm going to check us out over at thiskingdom.com to like, follow, and subscribe on all the different video platforms and social media, etc. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.